Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall. Thanks for joining us here on WIFM. And I want to thank our friend Bill Hanlon, Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Director, for joining us this morning. Hello, Bill.
Good morning.
Hope you're doing well, my friend.
Doing very well.
This may change a little bit once we get into our conversation, because we're going to talk about pest in the home. And it seems like everybody I talk to has one kind or another and some multiple. So let's talk about, first of all, maybe how we can prevent having pests in the home or avoid bringing them in. What's some good advice there?
We've talked in the past about the stink bugs, and obviously you want to try and seal up entryways. But often people will unknowingly bring insect pests into the home. And so a little bit of investigative work before you bring certain things into the home will help. For instance, cockroaches.
Right.
They can be a really bad pest, but often people will bring them in on, for instance, they like the paper shopping bags. They like to hide in the little flaps in the bottom or lay their eggs there. And also cardboard boxes, especially ones that have held food. So, you know, do a little investigative work and see if you can see anything. I really encourage people not to keep, particularly cardboard boxes that have held food, keep them, dispose of them outside the home, so you're not bringing that infestation in.
Oh, that's great advice. Now, when you say that the cockroaches will hide in the paper, are we talking about paper bags that you get from the grocery store? Or?
Yeah, I don't want to besmirch the grocery store people, but sometimes the cockroaches will hide in the bottom flaps of the paper bags.
Yes, right.
So just generally inspecting the bag once you get it home, you'll be able to determine if anything's been hiding in the bag.
I have heard before, too, now to change the subject a little bit from cockroaches to things like bed bugs, and I don't know if you and I have talked about this before, but one of the ways that people can bring those in, and maybe other pests as well, is when you buy used furniture and that sort of thing.
That is one of the ways that you bring bed bugs in, is buying used furniture.
Mm-hmm. How do you
used mattresses or something like that. Once you bring them in, it's very difficult to get rid of them. You need to really inspect, if you buy used furniture, inspect it very closely, or have somebody who knows what to look for take a look at and see what if there's any possibility of an infestation.
So if you're getting mattresses from someone or buying a sofa or something like that, you need to really check it over carefully, right?
Yeah, and you won't necessarily see the bed bugs because they are relatively small, but you'll see staining from them, which is pretty evident, particularly in a severe infestation. So that would be a way to, you know, I would get somebody who knows what to look for to do that.
Yeah, and to get rid of bed bugs, it just about takes a pest professional, doesn't it?
It does. That's what we recommend, because they are so tiny. They can hide in electrical outlets, very small cracks and crevices. They're elusive.
Right.
So,
okay.
Getting a professional exterminator is what I would recommend.
Now, now that we mentioned professional exterminators, you would also, I'm assuming, not recommend that a homeowner start applying insecticide inside the home to rid themselves of even cockroaches or bed bugs or whatever's in there.
Basically, insecticides are a last resort.
Okay.
I would recommend, particularly for things like bed bugs, that you do get a professional exterminator. But there are other ways to maybe eliminate a pest infestation.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, you may have cereal moths or grain beetles in the kitchen.
Okay.
And by inspecting your food, particularly the grain-based product, you can just throw those away, get rid of them, and that will eventually take care of the infestation.
Is it a good idea when you get the little foods like cereals and stuff to get different container, like Tupperware containers or something, and transfer them as soon as you get at home, just transfer them into those more airtight? Is that a good idea? Does that make a difference?
That is a good idea, because chances are you can bring the infestation on crackers or something you buy at the store, but they will spread to other open containers.
Right.
So that's what we recommend, is putting grain-based products in particular in airtight containers, and that also includes things like dry dog food.
Really? Okay. I couldn't even get my dog to eat some of the dog food I brought home, so he got to be a bit of a snob for some reason. Now I know you're going to have this great news and explain to me and everybody listening how to get rid of the stink bugs.
I catch them and I dispose of them appropriately.
This is a perfect time to mention that our guest is Bill Hanlon. Bill is the Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Director. There hasn't been a proven way to take care of the stink bug issue other than what you do is you just physically remove them, right?
Yes, and like other insect pests in the home, we don't recommend an insecticide basically because the homeowner, their pets, their children are exposed to the same insecticide, and some of these can have a bad effect on people. They may be allergic to them, or constant exposure can cause illnesses. So really, if you're going to use an insecticide, use something like bait or powders and put them in an area where people can't be exposed to them.
How about these things that are called like environmentally friendly or whatever? Are they safe inside the home, or depends on whatever the insecticide is, I guess?
It really depends on the type of insecticide you're looking at. There are some that are less toxic than others, but I wouldn't want to be exposed to any of them for any length of time.
Okay. So the best thing, just keep the vacuum cleaner plugged in, right?
Yep, ready to go.
Bill Hanlon, if they have any questions about what we've talked about today or anything along these lines, they can give you a call, right?
They can. They can call me at 336-651-7333.
Wilkes County Cooperative Extension Director Bill Hanlon, always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks for chatting with us. I appreciate it and look forward to the next time.
Yeah, thank you, Danny.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.